USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are more than 825,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, with more than 45,000 people dying. And President Trump says China's initial response should have been a lot better.
It should have been stopped, and it should have been stopped right where it started, and everyone knows where it started.
President Trump at the White House delivering his daily coronavirus task force briefing. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has a message for everyone who's out of work and out of money.
Is there
you
want to
get
right away.
You want to go to work? Go take the job as an essential worker. Do it tomorrow. Right? You're working.
I am.
You're an essential worker. So go take the job as an essential worker.
That exchange coming during Governor Cuomo's press conference with reporters on Wednesday. The governor also says another 474 people died because of coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.